Okay, we're live.
Okay.
There's something up with the Philippines, though, right? Like, it's, like, really bad, like, particularly bad with, like, trafficking stuff, right?
Trafficking dildos?
Trafficking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah.
Never seen it happen.
Hmm.
I never bought no slaves. Wait, Leafy's on,
Twitch? Yeah.
September. Wow, that's a funny joke.
That's straight up. I like the setup.
You got the right sweatshirt on.
Yes. Right, Penis Liquor Supreme. We're not playing Hitman. Gotta go back to just chatting.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna move this freaking eagle bone out of the way.
You can't spam in 5 seconds without playing video games in some way. You probably are going to be playing Hitman in 5 seconds.
Actually, that's a good idea. I should play Hitman too.
Yeah. We are just chatting. Oh, wasn't something interesting we wanted to talk about? Oh, there's a meme like he's throwing a penis to a guy.
Oh, yeah, you were having... I don't know, the military guy was trying to, like, have gay sex with you, but he saw your penis, he was like, nah.
No.
No.
That's not gay enough. Gotta have a gayer penis.
Yeah. You have, like, maybe 20 billion meters of foreskin. This is horrifying. Jeez, okay. What a horrifying prepuce. Prepuce? How do you pronounce that?
It has an prepuce? E at the end, so I'm thinking prepuce. Octopus prep.
I ended up ordering a copy of the Bible. What version did you get? There's a billion.
I got Douay Rhymes.
Yeah.
Sophia got. Did you get that one as well?
Yeah, I did.
So yeah, I'm thinking.
I got the leather one, but I'm kind of wishing I got the hardcover one now.
Yeah, dude.
It's Mexilanimous.
I got the hardcover one. It looks like friggin' awesome. I haven't read it in so long. I'm stupid.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah, I gotta buy a new rosary because mine rotted. Because probably someone was cursing me. I wonder who.
Yours rotted? Didn't I get you one that was like metal?
Yeah, and the like two of the metal links like they're not hooks anymore. They're like little chimps now.
Did you drop it in water?
Nope.
And that's the weirdest thing because I've had like a wood rosary for a year and like would use it in the shower like countless times and it is completely fine. When people interact with my work,
I really want them to understand. The Armenian version is a hardcover book called like Armenian Bible in English or something. There's a drawing of Jesus on it. Armenian Bible? Never heard of that. Let me look it up. Oh, it looks really good, as I can see. The Douay Rhymes is straight up the Latin version. It's the Vulgate translated to English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the one that I've got, I think it's the same for yours, but it has annotations at the bottom.
Yes.
Of stuff.
There's a lot of annotations in the beginning and not that many at all after a while.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, there's so much, complex chiggling.
What is a rosary? Rosary is a collection of prayer beads strung together with an image of, Mary, usually. With a cross, with a crucifix, rather, at the end of it. So you use it to pray.
Yeah, I need myself one with a Celtic cross.
A Celtic cross?
Yeah, and green beads.
Why are you so Irish?
It looks good. It looks Mexy, can't lie. Then I'm gonna have three rosaries. Gonna be straight up stacked.
Well, what is your ancestry again?
Chimp and chimp. No, so my mom... I'm like half finished.
Monkey? My dad's a gorilla.
Yeah. Half finish, which is like 100% finish. And then mm-hmm. other half, some mix of Slavic stuff, Eastern plus European. A little bit of a Mongolian. Like Golden Horde. So one eighth Mongolian. And then 3/8 like Slavic stuff.
95% monkey.
Yeah, 95% Mongolian.
5%
what is it? Tatar? It's like Slavic / Mongolian thing.
Oh, you're like Asian then. Okay.
Yeah, she's Chinese, dude.
It says it's like Turkic though. Okay, that can eventually incorporate into the Mongol Empire. So I don't think it's like ethnically Mongolian, but geographically that's where they were.
Although I wouldn't be surprised
if I was Mongolian, because my eyes are retarded. And the weird thing is that my Finnish grandmother looks exactly like an Asian grandmother.
Her Asian babushka. Secretly Asian.
Armenian, but genetically I know, because my dad's sister got a test that she's 100% Finnish.
Oh, okay. And I guess your dad must have got the same one.
Yeah, and my grandma. What's baptism like? I'm nervous about it, because I think you have to wear a white robe and get into water. The way I did it is I wore a white top, but they just, like, pour water over your head, like, on your forehead, sort of.
What? I don't think you're gonna get naked for the baptism or anything. I think you're fine.
And, but Finnish people, they were like they're Lutherans, and then I guess like Ukrainians would be Orthodox.
Okay, I think the Celtic cross makes sense, but the color palette—I don't know about—I don't know about green.
I can't think of a better color. I mean, I like.
What was the site
purple.
You used to buy customized ones?
Oh, the one I ordered for Faith. Let's see.
Okay, yeah, they become see-through, I'm sure, but, like, you're not gonna see your penis, you know?
I don't think I can find the shop now. Maybe I could. I think, alright, the website's sort of jank mode, but it worked. They're probably a better site, though.
I mean, unless you're, like, a complete, ball of a person, you're just a complete ball, I think you'll be fine.
Old skipping record.
Yeah, but they don't like drench your whole body. They just did out my forehead.
Yeah, it's just your head.
They don't like dunk a bucket of water over you and then you become naked.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they're a girl. Whoops.
Don't worry about the human breast, not your pee-pee. Well, it's not gonna happen unless I don't know. You ask the priest to dunk your boobies.
I mean,
you probably shouldn't do it in the first place. Also,
yeah, really, it's not
you,
a colossal
you, okay.
amount of water by any stretch.
Here's a question. This is a test, all right? This is a test because apparently every female that watches us is racially ambiguous. So
I think this one is, because didn't she say she was Armenian?
Armenian's white.
Yeah, but she said she was like not fully white. I don't remember.
Is it Armenian? I don't know. Okay, are you? I'm checking. Is Armenian white?
A bathtub? I think that's
Armenian,
when you're
you half you're Armenian and Russian. Okay,
to
you're
put
white.
You in a bathtub. Yeah, when you're a baby.
Yeah, they don't even got a bathtub big enough to put you in. Your
yeah. Get a 6-foot long bathtub, roll it out in the middle of the church.
They're gonna have to take it to the priest's quarters to like dunk you in his private bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what? My dad is brown? Armenians are West Asian? I don't know. They're the closest thing to white we've got so far in the female
department. Oh my god, see your penis? He already sees it. He sees all of her penises.
Yeah, god forbid he sees your penis.
Half Armenian and Russian. Armenians are West Asian. My dad is brown.
Oh, there's a make your thing.
Yeah, it's the baptismal font, and they put babies in there, but you're not gonna fit in there.
Yeah, you're not gonna fit in there. You can try.
They're just gonna pour water like over your head into the font, basically.
In the stream. In this stream, you are the closest. Because every other female is black or somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So many black people, it's really gross.
Well, can't always have white people.
Everywhere. Yeah, everyone goes swimming after the service.
Now? Why would you have a rosary with a pagan symbol? With like a Viking symbol at the end? Like the pagan cross, the Tau. Pagan Tau. Is that actually pagan? I'm pretty sure it is.
What? Tau? Isn't that an Asian thing? It's not Asian.
No, not T-A-O. T-A-U. I made out of wood. Can you please stop farting in the stream? Okay. No.
Wasn't there another sister in chat? Was that just
alive? Yeah, there's a South African.
Oh yeah, that's crazy, bro. Wow.
Oh yeah, Tashlin. Make your okay. Okay, it says. Oh, never mind. What's going on?
Mexi smile.
Oh no, this sucks. Come on. So it's a make your own rosary with one string.
What?
I'm like, there's a thing I'm checking on. And it's only wood. Oh, that's not gonna hold. Devil won't want to kill me too bad.
Green and purple are both smecks. I can't think of anything else though. That'd be good. Respect Mongolian ancestry on my Russian side of the family, because some of relatives have slanted eyes.
Happens. Does happen.
Shut up. I hate, like, people advertising their music. Sucks. Gay people everywhere. Makes me vomit and kill fart. Him. Kill them? That's a good idea.
What? Well, I didn't say that. What the heck?
Yeah, it's just me talking to myself. The voice in my head.
Once more. That was a possibility at a point in time that had never existed.
Man, that symbol's ugly.
Yeah.
There's
a Crash Bandicoot. Looks like a flash game. By the way, speaking of flash games, you used to play fat flash games?
Yeah. Mini clip?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Good.
You remember Gold Miner?
What's the one with all the freaking kids that look like they're from South Park, like throwing stuff across rafts?
What the? What are you talking about?
What?
Dang, this rafts. Is a deep memory. I'm thinking of playing this in Italy when I was like 8 years old or something.
Wow, thank you, Mr. Richman Meister.
Eating croissants and all that.
Penis. Croissants. Yeah, in Italy, you eat the penis and the croissant.
They did have croissants though.
Croissant.
Croissant. I don't know. I'm trying to find it, but there's like modern cross stuff that looks like that, and it's ugly. Queerchurch.com.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's your church.
Memorial of Our Lady of the Rosary on queerchurch.com. Queering the church.
Yo, is this supposed to be Jesus? Looks like a zombie.
Dang, this is ugly. To me.
Look.
Huh?
Yeah, that is ugly. That looks like teeth. Sort of a mouth house thing. But that look.
But I don't think...
No. Then, okay, this one's too straight. Get a gayer one. Wow, some of these they really screw Jesus up. It's really unfair.
Yeah. Why are they trying to make their they like skew the bottom of the cross sideways so it's a curved cross?
It's real weird.
And hey, this one is cool. Chocolate or chocolate. I'm not French.
Let's make it look like Jesus. Don't make it look like an emaciated zombie. Yeah, this one has a dove upside down. Yeah, good vibes from that one.
Started watching Peterson's biblical series. I think he says a lot of interesting stuff. Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah, I want to do 23andMe, except I don't know about sending my DNA, sending my spit and my jizz to some company by Google.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, please bleed spit and jizz into this tube and send it back to our headquarters.
Bleed spit
and jizz. I almost did.
Alright, sir. We'll do all under 1 minute.
You couldn't activate on the website, so I guess I lucked out, maybe? Without sending my sperm spit. Because
aren't they owned by like Google or something?
Oh.
Your dad.
No, I don't think he is owned by Google. I think he owns Google. I think my dad invented Google, you know what?
Okay.
I do think that, like, oh, I don't want my DNA in 23andMe. But I still have sort of a reminiscent of my, of like, skeptical attitude of, like, what are they gonna do with it? They're gonna clone me?
Yeah, then I think they'd never be able to clone. They are retarded.
No, they cannot clone. They can't do that. Like, clone me and replace me? All that stuff about, like, celebrities getting cloned, that's the kind of conspiracy stuff that I do not subscribe to, because it's just retarded.
Because they're like, a lot of the time, they're just incompetent. They can't do crap.
They cannot do that. Well, they're just retarded. First thing they do, they get you to molest a kid, and then they hold that thing over you and blackmail you until you start taking their drugs and getting superpowers. They don't clone you, they blackmail you. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Pain au chocolat or chocolatine? I don't know. I don't speak gay language. I'm not gay.
Man, what a scared bee. You see a African and an Ashkenazi Jew on your test.
Yo, I'd be crazy though.
I look at my test. 30% Sub-Saharan African. Oh crap.
Hello, police store. Can I get a
23 billion% Jewish? Oh frick.
Yeah, you're getting odd numbers? What happened here?
I get the percentages, they don't add up to 100.
Oh! I see that something's gone wrong here. I'm a little bit of a something.
100% Ashkenazi Jew and 100% Sub-Saharan African.
A little bit of Rita's on my lap.
How likely is it that either of us are like, well, you for sure have some black in you, but actually maybe.
I don't know.
Because we don't know if your dad is your dad.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, because I don't look like him. But if I have anything, it's native Brazilian. I'm pretty sure my dad's not black.
Yeah. I don't think I have any African. But I could be Jewish. Sneaking suspicion.
Yeah. You obviously are not African. There's not a possibility of you being African. But there might be a little bit of Jewish on your mother's side. I wouldn't be surprised. At some point.
Yeah, because she's, like, ambiguous.
Yeah, she has red hair and Jews have that.
Well, if I tell my mom to get a blood test? No, a DNA test. Then it would... Then I'd know my stuff.
Hey, Mom, can you spit just in butt fart? Just come for me.
All within 1 minute? If you don't do it in 1 minute, it's invalidated. It's not real.
Yeah, you gotta do it all in
your 1 minute. Results will come back 100% retarded.
They steal your DNA.
Your ethnic group is Down syndrome.
Yep. There's no Down syndrome black people. There's like very few.
Few?
Yeah, what's wait, up with that?
Yeah, very few black people with Down syndrome. There's not that many.
Well, I think that'd be sort of cruel for God to do since they're already like low IQ.
Yeah, good point. They don't have to have Down syndrome. They already have Down syndrome. They got black syndrome, which is worse.
Exactly. There's nothing worse
than because Downies are like harmless. They're not violent, are they? They're just retarded. Not.
They usually poop themselves. That's as violent as they get. Only ropes? I don't want a rope. I want a chain. What the heck?
Oh.
No. What? What is your joke? What is the joke here?
No. No, I'm not gonna.
No? You're not gonna do what?
Nothing.
It's not about the rope thing you said, right? It's not about that.
You better not.
Ropes and chains. Well, what's the Rihanna thing? Penises and farts may hurt me, but I'm still retarded.
It's, sticks and stones may break my bones, but chains and whips, not ropes, excite me.
Oh. The one.
Trying to give me this thing with a cord. The only option for the Brazilian rosary set I found was for it to have a cord like my headphone instead of a little chain, which is not cool.
That's gay.
Not swag.
Do you guys consider Ashkenazi Jews European or Middle Eastern? Neither.
Aren't they fake?
They're like, didn't they originate in Rome?
No.
It was in like the Roman Empire, wasn't it?
Yeah, but everything was in the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Sort of fair useless enough to say. They were in the bottom of like, they're like a mixture. They're half Slavic, half Arab, basically.
Oh yeah, what was the exact thing?
Half Turkish, half Turco-Slavic. What was it?
I think it's Syrian.
Something like Iran or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Irano-Turco-Slavic. Iranian, yeah. Turkish, and Slavic. Two-thirds Arab, one-third Slavic. We know of an ancient radiation. No skipping a record.
Might be time to game.
DNA might be fake. There's probably only one human sequence, and everything else is just accumulated mutation away from the ideal blueprint. But isn't that what they call DNA?
Yeah. Mutations? There's a general similarity, and then everyone differs from it.
There is, like, you have 48 chromosomes.
But something that's funny is, like, they do the thing, like, the race doesn't exist because the differences are not, like, enough. Because they're 99% similar anyways. Isn't our DNA, like, 99% similar to chimps?
99 to chimps?
Yeah.
How similar is our... So, you have to, like, even minuscule differences are, like, huge.
Yeah.
And it probably would be more in favor of saying that different races are different species. If they're going down that line of thought.
Yeah, it's like one crazy thing about the whole.
Yeah, okay, 99% thing. Identical.
One crazy thing about the difference in like, the considering the different races to be different species is that black people literally have the average IQ to be considered legally retarded.
Yes.
But we don't do that. We don't consider them legally retarded.
Chimp!
I don't know. At that point, the problem is, you cannot take care of yourself. You need somebody to be assigned to take care of you. You need somebody to take care of you and tell you what to do. Isn't that slavery?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of difficult to figure that one out. But I'm really glad I'm not in charge of figuring that one out. Crystals and pearls. Yes, that's right. Oh, this one is really, like, let me see. Ah, yes, that's exactly what I wanted. This one has been really convoluted. Okay. It's chimps. Yeah, we're like one chromosome away from pigs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. From a pig? That's crazy.
I really don't think DNA testing really tells you very much more than you can tell just from looking at someone. I don't know. I want to see to what degree my children will be Filipino.
Huh? You'd say one day your children are going to be a peanut?
Yeah, I'm going to genetically alter them to become peanuts.
Wife shooting a peanut out?
A huge one.
Huge peanut.
Yeah. You feed it to an oversized elephant.
Mm-hmm.
That's five times the size of a normal elephant.
Yeah. Sorry. There's a DNA. Sophia's DNA is 100% similar to chip DNA. That's actually true.
Yeah, maybe to a retarded chimp with AIDS.
But reasonably enough, there are some humans that are dumber than a chimp.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm serious. I just looked at it. They said Coco the gorilla's IQ, which is the gorilla that was like speaking English or whatever, had like IQ of 70. So like most Africans are dumber than a gorilla.
Bro.
That's crazy.
So Africans are worse than chimps? How is that a thing?
Oh, I find that hard to believe, even as racist as I am.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they measured it wrong, because the gorilla doesn't actually... Yeah, they probably
just... The gorilla doesn't just actually speak, he can only like beat his chest and fart. To communicate.
And they say, oh yeah, the gorilla can speak English. But all it can do is speak sign language, and it like repeats a bunch of different words. Give banana, me banana, give, stuff like that. Because it recognizes there's a pattern there that it gets it a banana. So it just keeps saying, banana, me give me banana, me give banana, me give. Until it, you know, something happens. Until somebody shoots it in the head. I'm half black and I might be dumb, but God seems to be allowing me to exist. Yeah, well, it happens.
So,
yeah.
Is evolution real? Because, I mean, that'd be more like hopeful that, like, Africans are gonna, like, their IQ is gonna level up over some amount of time. They're not gonna be retarded
forever. Inevitably, if you two have, like, high IQs, then your children are gonna have high IQs. That makes sense. Like, traits will get accentuated or vanish depending on the breeding patterns. Do get that. That seems totally believable. There seems to be nothing wrong with that. So if Africans stop being retarded, they'll stop being dumb.
IQ rises in developed nations, right? Does it?
I think high IQ people develop developed nations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't send black people to a nation and then become smart.
Yeah, but people tried to do that. It didn't work. No, I think IQ is pretty good. I think IQ is really good.
If evolution exists, that means monkeys and black people are the same thing, basically.
Okay, well, Asians, have their IQs gone up over time? Because they're higher than, European countries.
IQ doesn't account for education. Education doesn't matter. Never did. Culture.
Yeah, education, upbringing, because IQ measures your like, how likely you are to succeed over, like, a wide range of areas. That's how the test is built. You can't increase that whole thing. You can train your skills to get better at one area.
MJ became white. No, Michael Jackson's skin became white because he had vitiligo. His DNA didn't change. And his IQ didn't rise.
How do you get vitiligo? Just curious.
Farting?
I guess genetic.
Too much?
Huh?
No, Sophia. One thing doesn't...
Yeah, okay. Actually, Finland's number 7. Why am I so retarded then? It's Singapore, China, Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Finland. This must mean Finland are Asian people. Or Finnish people are Asian people.
You know what? Wouldn't be... Yeah, they could literally just call... Oh, this is Finnish DNA. Yeah, but it's a mixture.
Also,
of...
yeah, it goes from, like... 107 to 105, 105, 104, 104, 104 to 100 from Japan to Finland.
Dang.
So, like, Asians are...
We don't know if it's gene change. Yeah, I guess having vitiligo makes your genes alter.
Like... It's only a few points. They're not a whole standard deviation above. While the whole world is like, 3 standard deviations above Africans. Which is insane.
Fitness, health habits. Fitness works for keeping your IQ high if it's already high, and health habits only matter if you're a kid, and it's only gonna get you like the IQ you're already supposed to have based on your ethnicity. So if both your parents have like 100 IQ, unless you have some crazy mutation, you're gonna have 100 IQ. If you eat properly, because if you're malnourished, then your brain is gonna be all types of retarded. Yeah, there's like a thing where like you have to put your own rosary together, and then but it's like industrial amounts of it because it's like 500 beads.
Okay, IQ rates are dropping in many developed countries. I can tell you why. It's because refugees are moving there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of low IQ, I just bought parts for a gaming PC.
Was your PC farting constantly? Why would you do that?
No, not me. It was Comedic Fish who said that.
No, I mean him. Like, why would he?
Okay. So we got a... We got a talker here.
Are you, like, 21 or something? Do you have, like, an apartment? Are you living somewhere?
The DNA in your balls might
be... Yeah, the own is supposed to be like, oh, we're all from Africa. Yeah, everybody
no,
else left.
Africa.
They stayed there. Everyone else said, F this, I'm leaving.
Like, the best thing they got is like, yeah, we're all from Africa. What they mean by Africa is like Egypt. And that's not black Africa. Egyptians were not black. And
yeah, North Africa is more is there. Closer to Middle Eastern.
We're not from there. We're from like Mesopotamia.
God, yeah.
What?
And Mesopotamia is not on Africa.
Yeah, it's outside. It's technically Asia, I think.
We're all Asian.
I guess we're all Asian. The DNA in your balls might just be a continual process of mirroring the current state of your biological body. That there's no evidence to say that, because IQ stays the same after a while, and like slowly descends when you get older. It doesn't change. We do know diet can mutate DNA. No, not mutate. Activate enzymes that were already there. We don't know how mutation works. Yeah, that's why it's called mutation. Nobody knows the process of mutation. Yes, that is why they call it that. It's an idiopathic term. They don't know what the heck goes on. For like years, Sophia had a bone disease that was called idiopathic. That means they have no idea what it's called, what actually causes it. If it was completely random, most kids would have four arms.
What?
No. Like, that would be a few kids. And they do. There are a few kids with four arms.
Yeah, that's true.
In India, usually.
Yeah, there are plenty of crazy banana, like, genetic diseases. But something like having four arms requires a lot of... relatively a lot of change in your DNA, so that's usually not the mutation.
I think it was built intentionally this way so that your children would correspond to your reproductive habits. Epigenetics don't go that far that you can like eat something and your DNA changes. Also, if it was like that, why wouldn't you friggin' eat a banana and an arm would grow out of your butthole? What's your point? Yeah, oh yeah, because you're... What? That makes no sense. So a thing as important as your reproductive habits don't matter when it comes to DNA. What does matter is something a lot more important, like eating. I don't know, dude.
Okay, that's a really weird thing. We are 5 inches taller today than in the 19th century. That's kind of hard to believe.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I remember that being said, like, people in the past were really short on average.
Wasn't it the opposite? Aren't we way shorter right now? Mutation is caused by diet. Then why wouldn't it be caused? Like, it does mutate depending on what you eat. If you consider activating enzymes, but it doesn't like... You don't eat and poop out a chromosome, is what I'm saying. It doesn't change like that. But you do poop out a chromosome because you have junk DNA. You do poop out a chromosome if like... You have kids with somebody, and those things are not activated in them. It's like eye colors, stuff like that.
This is being brought up in many articles that the average IQ in first world countries are declining, and nobody can figure out that it's because they're taking in way too many immigrants.
Arctic conditions made humans white. It isn't because... The fact that they're white is a coincidence. They didn't make, like, this... It's not like human beings, like, jiggled in snow so much, the snow became permanent.
The only reason you'd have melanin is for protection against the sun. So if you're not in a sunny area, you don't need it. So you become white.
That is true. Yeah. I'm becoming whiter. I get made fun of my black side of the family for it, like, all the time. Oh, you're going really white.
And even if it weren't about the sun, it's just like, well, yeah, then the white tribe is smarter and it survived in the cold where the stupid black people couldn't. Probably moved up there because the black people were so annoying. They had to leave the sun. Can I just, like, put it together? Come on, dude. I can't Can't I have it already put together for me, please?
Why wouldn't diet be the same? Because I don't eat rice and then get slanted eyes. That's not happening, yet, is it?
Yeah, there's no... Wait, what is he saying here? Your diet will make you white?
He's trying to say that your diet means more about your DNA than your reproductive habits.
What?
That's what I got so far. Maybe I got that wrong, but that's what it... Because I've been saying it's about your reproductive habits mainly, and he's been downplaying that and upplaying diet. But I think diet is small considered to the person you, like,
connect DNA with. Your diet, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, eating well is not gonna...
Watermelons became black? Is that what you're saying? Their diet changed. Oh, they eat watermelons now, and now they're black. Is that how that works? Or what are you trying to say here?
Natural selection makes it so the ones with good traits survive and reproduce.
I believe that. I believe it now.
I'm saying that diet and environment is a primary driver of mutation, positive or negative.
Yeah, but okay, but we're talking about your IQ, which is influenced by your genetics. It's unlikely that you're going to, like, mutate 40 standard deviations
IQ does
higher.
Not alter.
I mean,
if you're malnourished, you're gonna have a terrible brain. You're also gonna be dying. So I think you better take care of that first.
A bigger influencer than mutation is what your DNA is in the first place.
You're not going to change your DNA by eating better. After you're 16, your IQ does not change, period. Whether you eat well or not, at that point, it's not changeable. So it's not about your DNA. I mean, it's not about your diet, rather.
Proper nutrition is important for brain development. Yeah, to fulfill what you are genetically destined for anyways. I mean, you could become even dumber if you don't eat right, but you're not going to become, like, smarter than your genetics.
What causes mutation? I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know if it's spontaneous or if we're
radiation.
Joe Rogan.
If you go to Chernobyl, maybe you'll get a higher IQ.
I don't know. Maybe we're eating. Maybe Joe Rogan is right, and we ate like mushrooms and became smart, or whatever he says. But
ate DMT.
I don't know that part. IQ is cultural. Segregation of race is the reason for. Racial IQ differences?
IQ is cultural?
No, listen.
What is that supposed to mean? What the F is that supposed to mean?
It's not cultural.
It is definitely not cultural.
Your intelligence quotient is cultural. What?
No,
the segregation of races is the reason for racial IQ differences.
Got that backwards. Already sent a bunch of black kids.
There are already different races that have different traits. That's the reason for racial IQ differences, because they're genetically different.
Yeah. They already sent a bunch of black kids to, like, America, and they ate well and had two parents, and their IQs still weren't getting anywhere near.
Yeah, African Americans are still 85 IQ because they are light-skinned. They're not pure African. They got some IQ points from the white man.
Exactly.
They stole from us. But they're still not, like, they're fully incorporated, and they're still not, like, at our level. Because they have African genetics. He's gotta be trolling. He's gotta be trolling.
That's, whoa, 170. Whoa, that's crazy.
70, that's kind of sexy.
It's like Albert Einstein or something. Smarter than him, maybe.
What, bear man?
West Asians and North Africans have decent IQ. Asians are like a few points higher than Europeans. North Africans, I don't know.
I'm back. Intelligent isn't a trait, is an epiphenomenon. That doesn't tell me anything. Other than that, you think that it occurs. It is decided after you're born. No, it's as much of a decided thing as your the number of arms and fingers you're gonna have. You can maybe grow, like, I don't know, maybe you can buy me, like, into a crazy mutation. Maybe you fell into Chernobyl or something. Maybe then. Maybe you took a Joe Rogan something.
What race are you, soup dude? What's your race?
It's a thing that's set, and they already figure that one out. It doesn't change. It doesn't matter where you put people. You can feed them well, etc. You can raise them. You can raise two twins different, and they're gonna have the same IQ. Made by YouTube, where you can watch your favorite music videos, or just listen to the official audio.
Download the YouTube Music app and get a trial of Music Premium on us. Restrictions apply.
Middle Eastern areas seem to be roughly equivalent to South American areas. Which is like high 80s, low 90s. So, better than black people in America, but still lower than Europeans.
You could do a scientific experiment, bleach a Brazilian person, have blue eyes, and see if the trait is passed along to offspring. No, I assume that's
That's not how that affects. That affects the actual appearance, but it doesn't affect your DNA.
It's like putting makeup on. What do you think you're doing? Things getting changed.
No, I assume this is rhetorical. This is obviously not true. What is your
point?
This
is trolling. Or it's rhetorical. But it only proves his point wrong. If it's rhetorical.
You can do this with boric acid. With his, like, he's saying the stuff. He's already talked about this before. I don't think he's trolling. I think he actually believes this vehemently.
Are you black, by chance, Soup? I'm just asking.
I don't know that. No one has done the... Okay, you're trolling. You're probably Chris.
You probably... Okay, let me put on makeup and see if that's passed on
following
to my children.
Since August 2.
Let me see if my children are born with a full face of makeup. That'd be pretty sexy.
Yeah. Isn't that what the Africans are doing? They're like elongating their necks all the time, and their kids are still born with normal necks anyway.
Yeah, because they're affecting their necks, not the DNA that controls the expression of their necks. They had pyramids.
They had the pyramid, though.
Yo, this is good trolling, because I laughed, but they had pyramids and, Chimpanadas?
Oh.
I thought that was Mexican. Are you sure you're not mixing it up?
Empanadas? They had pyramids with empanadas in them.
No, like, pyramids were everywhere, I don't think it was anything.
They put Taco Bells in there.
They built mud huts and straight up made
He's
food
joking.
Out of their poop.
Yeah, it probably is. The last one confirmed.
The Mayans and Aztecs built pyramids. Yeah, they really were like to rub that one in every world history class. Dude, they had like a huge city with 100 billion people with all these buildings. They have
they
to like validate
30,000 people and children
they
being beheaded and like bled to death. In the
yeah, they never mentioned how they did human sacrifices on top of them. That was the whole reason for having them. Oh crap, my penis is jiggling.
Very civilized. Very highly civilized. I have to like manually. Your balls could be just copying. Yeah, this is obviously trolling. Because though, like, you go back to your dad and your dad and your dad and your dad, and then what? Who? Like, a chimp's balls. Wow, who was he copying? Okay, so your theory is that chimp shaved himself one day and grew tall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, it's trolling. It did mention the human sacrifice. How much, though? Like, does it mention the part of the human sacrifice in which the Native Americans were, like, begging Americans to kill the other Native Americans because they were horrible?
That's...
Oh, man. The white people threw the two smallpox on Native Americans. Yeah, Native Americans, they were, like, beheading children.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do to those people? They probably went light. I have to manually. I don't know how to build a. I can buy the parts to a rosary. But I have to put it together.
Okay, are you trolling or not? Somebody acquires a genetic condition that is passed along. How does that work? It's a mutation to their genetic code, not to their arm. Or their penis.
Their arm is like, it doesn't, the expression does not represent the actuality of your DNA. You can alter a bit of your body. Otherwise, yeah, we have done that test. It's called losing an arm in a car accident, and then you have kids and they still have arms.
That'd be hilarious if they, like, if everything you did to your body affected the genetic code.
Otherwise, wouldn't of us, like, look sort of really alike? Why do our kids look so different from us usually? We know DNA can be altered, I'm not trolling. I'm having a tough time, you sound retarded. You sound like you straight up have Down syndrome right now.
Talking about balls? No one has done the experiment.
No one has dyed their hair, ever. Right? Maybe no one has done that experiment of dyeing their hair or, you know, using contact lenses.
And what do they teach you in African school? That
what about those guys who do body
modification?
We
know DNA can be altered. Yeah, not by altering the limb. Not by altering the thing that it's expressing.
Some hand deformity.
But altering the DNA itself.
The ones from birth.
With CRISPR or I don't know.
Like stub toes. What is it called? The snub toes, rather.
Some hand deformities are passed along. Yeah, after the fact, or were they born with those hand deformities, meaning they're in the DNA? Oh, I burned my hand and my daughter has no hand.
Yeah, phenotype is different from genotype.
Alright, you say, oh, we have done the experiment. Okay, put heroin in your balls and then have children. See what happens.
DNA, yeah, thank you. He's not answering. Stop talking to him.
Exactly. You're gonna affecting the genotype affects the phenotype, but it doesn't work in the reverse.
Yeah, a river coming down from the top of the mountain. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Wow. let me look at this rosary, though.
Yeah, I wonder why that happens. Rosary. Oh, is it maybe because drinking affects the DNA? Oh, that's crazy.
As in, alcohol hinders the baby from forming his DNA, his body based on his DNA. He cannot develop. It's not that he developed differently. It's that he failed to develop, and he's deathly ill because of it. Or he looks different because he developed weird because he was hindered in some way. But he's still a human being and he's still the same race and etc. Still has basically the same DNA. He had exactly the same DNA as both the parents. He's not going to become a pig or a chimp anytime soon. Despite what some people may say.
Yeah, the only actions that affect your genetics or the genetics of your children are, like, specifically doing things that, like, destroy DNA. Like, drinking during pregnancy or smoking during pregnancy or, like, going to Chernobyl. Yeah. Or like putting a microwave on your ballsack.
But I think that would just crush your balls to put it on your ballsack. I think that would just make you not have children altogether.
Yeah, putting your balls in the microwave and turning it on for 5 hours.
Just drop a microwave on your ball.
Yeah.
DNA is not a monolithy? Oh!
Yo, DNA! This DNA is litty! Yo, straight up.
Ew.
Oh.
Are you a Roman Catholic? Singularity soup. Or at least Eastern Orthodox. Are you a Christian? I guess. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Unless.
I'm just kidding. Unless.
Compared to Oriental Orthodox, but Roman Catholics, I don't think there's much of a difference. And I don't think that's my fault. I think that's not the Pope's fault. I think that's probably the Russians' fault. They probably were. I blame it on them. Because the Catholics did try to like lure them back a bunch of times, and they just didn't do it for. I still don't get why exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you that. I don't care about DNA. We can be 100% dirt, as far as I'm concerned. We're made out of mud. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes or no answer.
I gotta piss. As usual. Can't stream without pissing.
Oh man, I gotta update the bingo sheet, I guess.
No, not you, Lemon Lime. Singularity Soup. You believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I think I don't see answers. It's funny. Somebody told me that Jesus wasn't a Hebrew. It's more like backwards. It's more like backwards. He's not Jewish in the same sense of Jewish as people are Jewish nowadays, that's for sure. I don't care. I'm gonna mute you for a second here. About 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, you can come back and tell me if you accept Jesus Christ. And if your answer is no, you don't need to come back. More like backwards, as in there were Jews. Descendants of Israel, rather. Back then, but they were all annihilated within like 40 years of Jesus dying. the people who call themselves Jews nowadays are not those guys. They're not even related.
After sudden movement, deja vu, abductee, sucky, sucky, sticky, psyche, touching, so many sensory, dripping, 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 splash, expression, happening, already, now, now, Billy, not really. Oh, why me, oh, why me, oh, why me, oh, why me, don't see why I need, oh, these hands can't stand by me, now, now, Billy, not really, now, now, Billy, not really. Amnesia, yo, boy, yo. Ooh. Ah, Billy, Billy, not really, yo. Whoa, yo, boy, yo. Ah, Billy, Billy, not really, yo, boy, yo, amnesia. Man, tsunami feral, get barreled in other worlds. No handed sea of pearls, buried in frozen cherry curls. I man, Herzog shooting solitaire. Dead, no hand, Savon over shaka glare. Zulu somnambula slayer, flick of my wrist, ooh shit, ooh, ah, ooh shit. Phantom licks, crude licks, I man, island exclusive. Flick of my wrist, ooh shit, ooh, ah, ooh shit. Flick of my wrist, oh shit, ah, oh, I'm not shit.
Beep, 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 ass. Goes to the bathroom, comes back with a cup of coffee.
Oh, so you weren't actually peeing, you were actually eating coffee.
Well, they're not mutually exclusive actions. Pissing and making coffee?
Okay.
Fresh brewed coffee in the toilet.
Oh, so you actually make coffee in the toilet, that's really cool.
Yeah. It's all natural. It's part of the piss therapy I'm doing. Piss coffee. I use piss for the water.
Your piss must be steaming hot.
The problem is, tap water here is, it calcifies the machine. But you can use piss instead, and the machine's fine. I don't know, they're putting like silicone and calcium in the friggin' water. Strip, calcify all your organs. Calcify your penile gland. Pineal gland? Pineal. How do you say it again?
Penal. Right?
No. Pineal gland. There we go. Yeah, why did Victor Ban smoke?
I don't know, was he that one?
Oh, was it the same guy who just changed his name?
Maybe.
Pineal gland. There's something about that. Yeah, it's sort of weird. Why are they putting that in the water? Unless they want to calcify my pineal gland. Penile river.
That's located in your, scrotum. No. That's like, no, it's either your elbow or your penis, I know that.
Oh!
You good?
Sorry.
No, it's fine, it was enjoyable. Penile river, yeah.
Yo, you can get calcifications on your boobies, that's horrifying, I'm gonna fart.
What does that even do to your breasticles?
I don't know, maybe you stop producing milk. You know, we're producing milk every day.
Yeah.
It's every day, bro, with that lactation flow.
Yep. I wonder if you like.
That's gotta be terrifying and horrifying and terrible.
Woman boobs hard enough, like if you punch it hard enough, would milk just squirt out?
Thinking about the wife. Jack? Yeah, what? I thought you left. I can't hear you.
Oh, I was muted and I didn't notice that.
Oh.
The what you guys talking about? Milk flowing out of the boobie?
Yeah. If you punch a pregnant woman's boob hard enough, does the milk fall out?
Oh yeah, the account was created 9 minutes ago. That's why I banned it. And also the other guy, I didn't ban him. I just gave him 10 minutes to think about Jesus Christ.
Okay. Cool.
I'm just gonna check.
Your cuts can turn to bone? What? You're kidding. How do your cuts turn to bone? That's like.
What you mean?
Like, if you get a cut in your finger, it becomes just a bone rather than a scab.
Dude. 12. Oh, this guy's naked. Huh? 12,000 Brazil bucks for a rosary that is all 18 karat gold.
12,000 Brazil bucks? That, hold up. Divide like by 5. Jesus, 2,500 bucks! Just get something normal, you black Uyghur.
I know, I'm not gonna. I was looking and found that one. I can't even do that.
Why is it always so homosexual and trying to be homosexual?
That's the way.
What are you talking about?
Tempur-Pedic, the mattress that massages your butt. While you sleep.
Isn't that a rape?
No, because you paid for it, Igor. Bone, now go to sleep.
Whoa, but doesn't it? But doesn't it?
If it's rape, then don't buy a mattress.
No, like, but my wife, if let's say my wife marries me. Wait a second. A woman marries me and becomes my wife. Okay, can I rape her?
What?
She can't really leave. She's married.
Listen, if this, I bought it, then it can rape me in my sleep?
What?
And I cannot give consent? Well,
what exactly is the equivalent between a mattress that rapes you and you raping your wife?
Raping? Well, it's rape. Because it's happening to someone without them even knowing.
No, the mattress, when you buy the mattress, and one of the features is that it massages your butt. Also, a mattress is not a living being. So you agreed to have your butt massaged by an inanimate object.
I think you have, like, true. A remote or something, so, like, if you had a remote for your wife...
Yeah, I'm...
What, you're trying to get an excuse to rape your wife?
No,
exactly. No, I'm thinking, because if your wife said... Hey, when I'm asleep, rape me. Then it wouldn't be rape.
When I'm asleep, no. Rape me? What are you talking about?
No, compare it. Because when you buy the mattress that massages your butthole, like, you go into your sleep knowing it's gonna attack in the middle of the night.
Yes!
And your wife may do the same thing if she says, when I'm dead asleep, you will sexually assault me. That wouldn't be rape either.
Yeah, that wouldn't be... It
would be... Precondition, huh. Yes.
But I don't understand why you're asking the question.
Just looking for the past, that's all. Just seeing if it's okay or not.
No, I'm trying
to... Yeah, if someone asks you to rape them, it's not rape.
Exactly, yeah. So it's a very difficult situation.
What is this? Whatever. Pine just woke up? Oh, he's online now. Yeah, okay, then we can play.
I'm about to leave. I'm about to leave, dude.
What?
Why?
Coffee?
Like, can't you just bring coffee back to your desk?
No, because I drink coffee and then I go do stuff. There's a pile of dirty dishes that I haven't done for 2 days.
Oh, that's not sexy.
Oh, the wife is gonna be mad. And I do have to go do them. And I gotta... The cat has been castrated and it's like leaking all kinds of juices on the floor.
Oh my goodness.
What do you...
Straight up cooming all over the floor.
No. It's iodine so that it doesn't bite its own balls off.
Yeah. Whatever. Didn't know what you were going to play today.
Unless it cooms orange. I don't think it's coom, dude.
Orange coom?
Never coomed orange?
What day should we play then? Tomorrow?
What are you talking about? Today? No. I don't know.
When will you have time?
Sure, tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow, man. Tomorrow's Thursday for me. I mean, for everybody. I'm
for me. Living in straight up Japan right now.
I'm living in Jupiter right now, dude. Mm-hmm. That's why my cat Coombs orange. That's because he's eating the floor.
Chip, like, walk into the living room, cat straight up jerking it.
Jerking it. With a CK.
Straight up. Nothing on the ceiling. Orange. It's like the crap from Portal. Portal 2.
He starts goodness. Running real fast.
Yes, yeah, it's the fast splooge. He's running on the ceiling. Tracking the straight up everywhere.
Like gravity, I guess.
Yeah.
You slip on your cat's pumpkin.
Yeah, your cat has a portal gun, mate. Straight up making portals in the living room.
Out of his anus, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, people would totally do that. They would, like...
What, splooge like, on a ceiling and it's orange and they go through portals then? I've never seen a person do that. I don't know what kind of people you know in the ghetto.
Let me splooge on the ceiling so I can make a portal there. There is actually, like, straight up, like, white liquid in the game that does that.
Yeah, the white splooge.
Oh, yeah.
That's inappropriate.
You always think about penises. That's on you.
Frickin'
why did you start singing a Drake song?
I just drank 100,000 penises. That's my favorite Drake song.
Yeah, it's called I'm Jewish and Homosexual.
Please. Yeah. Now he's the nightmare. He's Jewish and black. There we go.
Yeah, Jewish and black. And also probably gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, his music's borderline homosexual. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of impressive, though. It's impressive.
Right, gotta go, fellas. Phallus.
Alright, feller.
I gotta go, fellas.
See you later. Okay. On the stream and watch that Kanye.
On the street? Thing. Yeah, I'll see you on the street.
See on the street when we sell the crack steak.
Oh, I thought we were gonna be in a fist fight. I'm really happy we're gonna sell the crack steak. I didn't want it anymore.
Yeah, the perpetual eternal crack steak. It's like the food from the Harry Potter castle. Like you eat it and it doesn't go away.
Or maybe that's from another book. Wow, that was such a good analogy. You're a genius from hell.
But infinite crack steak.
Yeah, good one, Jim.
Gotta wait sell forever. It before the cops find it.
All right, see you, man.
See you. All right,
see you. Yeah, I almost said the N-word. Nice chimp.